with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Trump has vowed to direct his Department of Justice to pursue the death penalty in the wake of President Biden's clemencies of nearly every federal death row inmate. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Trump's remarks on Truth Social come just a day after Biden officially announced he has commuted the sentences of 37 of 40 prisoners on federal death row, reclassifying their sentences from execution to life in prison. Biden said in a statement he was commuting the sentences in part because he expected Trump's incoming administration to remove a moratorium placed on federal executions under Biden's White House, except for those involved in terrorism and hate crimes. Trump's team criticized the president's decision Monday, characterizing it as, quote, abhorrent and a slap in the face. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The man accused in the burning death of a woman on a New York subway has been arraigned.
Sebastian Zepeda, a Guatemalan who entered the U.S. illegally, according to ICE, was in court Tuesday to hear the murder and arson charges against him for the burning death of a woman on a New York City subway. He did not enter a plea and his lawyer did not ask for bail. Prosecutors say they have surveillance video of the 33-year-old using a lighter on the woman's clothing as she apparently slept on the train Sunday morning in Brooklyn. They also say they have video of Zepeda fanning the flames with a shirt as she burned. He stayed around on the subway platform and was even seen on police body cam before leaving. The victim identification was still pending. Julie Walker, New York.
Hundreds of sailors and their loved ones got an early Christmas present when the USS Cole docked at its home port in Norfolk, Virginia after 7 months at sea. The ship was greeted at Naval Station Norfolk 2 days before Christmas with cheering from a crowd bundled in coats and blankets. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 390 points. This is SRN News. 43 out of 50 isn't bad.
The Thomas More Society reports that nativity scenes are up in the Capitol buildings of 43 states this year. Of course, it wasn't so many years ago that every state capitol had an official nativity scene, and it didn't take a legal organization like Thomas More to make it happen. But times have changed. The Society gets help from the Ministry American Nativity Scene, which actually provides the manger and the figures for each state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time in its 900-year history, girls will form part of the choir performing at the Christmas Day service at London's majestic St. Paul's Cathedral. The first two girls to become full choristers officially joined the previously all-male choir in June. St. Paul's is one of the most important churches in England. It's been the site of numerous state events, including the wedding of Prince Charles, now the King. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher ahead of the Christmas holiday, led by gains in big tech stocks. The S&P 500 added 1.1%. Trading closed early ahead of the holiday. Tech companies including Apple, Amazon, and chip company Broadcom helped pull the market higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.9%. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 1.3%. American Airlines shook off an early loss and ended mostly higher after the airline briefly grounded flights nationwide due to a technical issue. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The Dow was up 390 points to finish at 43,297. The NASDAQ gained 266 to 20,031. The S&P 500 added 66 to 6040. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.